Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details. Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
When someone passes on, is there ever a way to get in contact with them? Do they find ways to get in contact with us? Are we sometimes just as eager to get in contact with them from our side as they are from their side? Do they suddenly have a whole new repertoire of tips and tricks and methods of getting in touch with us that otherwise may not be available while they were alive? For example, contacting one in their dreams. It seems to be a very common occurrence. Some that go far beyond just the desire that we may have as living people to see our loved ones again, but messages, moments, things that we otherwise would not be able to attain, sometimes come through those dreams from those loved ones. Like I said, with information that we otherwise did not have. How do you explain that? It seems maybe that's a new way that we're able to communicate with others once we've passed on. Our next story is a prime example of that. Right before a grandfather dies, or right when a grandfather dies, makes an appearance in a dream. It's your grandchild. Take a listen. I've been listening to your podcast now for a year or better. I've been entertaining the idea of writing in with my own experience, but had not found the time. Recently, I've heard a few stories about loved ones visiting to say last goodbyes after their deaths, and I took that as a message from the universe to finally write mine down. In the early morning hours of March 3rd, 2016, my grandfather died. I honestly believe my spirit was brought to the afterlife for one last visit. This experience was incredible, and it forever changed my belief system. It was comforting because I now know without a doubt there is something after death. Here's that story. First, a few things you should know. My grandfather, whom I call Poppy, was in a nursing home, but he was in good health at this point. In fact, the staff was starting to discuss his discharge plan because he was well enough to go home. He'd been admitted to the nursing home to a convalesce area after a health scare a few weeks prior, but he had recovered with no lasting effects and could completely care for himself. So his death was very sudden and unexpected. Second, his wife, my grandmother, was also in that nursing home, but in the memory care facility because of severe Alzheimer's and dementia. Her condition had worsened to the point that she could barely speak because she simply could not remember most words. Lastly, I'm an exceptionally light sleeper, and when woken up, I'm immediately awake and aware. Around 4 a.m. on March 3rd, my then 6-month-old puppy had gotten me up for the usual trip outside to do his business. Afterwards, he went back inside to bed like normal. I fell back asleep easily and started to dream. I say dream because I do not know what else to call it, but I do not think that is what this experience was. I remember that floaty, swimmy feeling of falling asleep in blackness, and I faded into this bright, well-lit place. It was like I'd been placed there, and my consciousness had to catch up. I blinked a few times as the blackness fell away to find I was sitting at a table. I looked slowly around to realize I'm at my grandparents' dining room table. In both life and this place, the dining room table was at the back of a large room that served as a dining and living room combined. The kitchen was through a doorway to the right, and I could hear someone, presumably Poppy, making food. This was, admittedly, a familiar scene. He loved to cook, especially for his loved ones, and I'd often visited to share a meal with them prior to my grandmother's health troubles. Everything was the same as I remembered it, except that it was better, nicer, perfected. I remember thinking it was like how they would have wanted it if they could have had the money and energy to make it that way. There were no longer any chips in the paint or cracks in the glass of the old photos and so on. Everything was brightly lit, like sunlight was gently radiating from within. But it was not too bright. It did not hurt my eyes, and at this point I started to think that this was more than just a dream. The television was playing a baseball game on the opposite wall to where I sat, and behind it the curtains were open to the front yard, sidewalk, and street beyond. The street was busier than usual, and many more people were walking by than normally would have been in our small town. Everything outside of the house appeared to be from the 1950s era. Cars, clothing, etc. At this point, I see my great aunt walk by, which caused me to doubt this situation. You see, to my knowledge, she was alive and well. My grandmother was sitting in the rocking chair next to the table. We were having a conversation that I can no longer remember. But I do take note that she was getting frustrated and confused because she could not seem to remember certain words, which I provided for her. It was then that I realized those were the words that she still knew in life, here on Earth, however you want to say it. And I fully understood that Poppy is the one who had died, and I knew that I was not dreaming. These are fully conscious thoughts I'm having. I start to stand up to go to him, but an alarming buzzing sound startles me. I look to my right, directly at the wall between me and the kitchen, where the sound seems to be coming from, only to fall into blackness again. The buzzing sound continues to my right, and I struggle to open my eyes. It takes me a few more buzzes to realize I'm back in my own bed, and my cell phone is ringing on the nightstand to the right of my head. I fumble forward and must concentrate extremely hard to swipe correctly to answer a call from my mother. It's 8:26 a.m., and I know what she's going to say. I manage to groggily answer. I put the phone on the pillow and lay my head on it because staying upright was too difficult just then. She says, "Nikki, I have some bad news. Poppy died this morning." "I know," I reply. "What? How? I haven't even called your sister yet," comes her startled response. I'm struggling to wake up from what I assume now was the abrupt and sudden transition from whatever that experience was and my current reality. I very much just wanted to close my eyes and fall asleep, but I struggle to sit up and say, "Oh, give me a minute, you woke me up from this other place." I take a few deep breaths and force my eyes to open. I started by saying that Poppy was okay where he was, and the parts of Grandma that were no longer with us were there with him. Then I recount the whole thing to my mother. After I finish, I start asking questions about how and when it happened. When the third shift nursing staff did their final round, Poppy had complained of just not feeling well. So as a precaution, they transferred him to the emergency room to be evaluated by a doctor at about midnight. I believe this was the standard practice because the nursing home was in the same building as a hospital. If a patient needed care beyond what the nursing staff could provide, they used the emergency room as a resource instead of maintaining an on-call doctor. Anyway, he spent about 3 hours in the ER where they did not find any cause for alarm. He was stable, given fluids, and monitored. Around 3 a.m., he was transferred back to the nursing home's care. He told his nurse that he felt much better and was going to get some sleep. By the time the next shift came on for their first round, 5 or 6 a.m., he was gone. As all the details work out, from the timing of events to the words my grandmother could not remember, and the placement of the buzzing phone, I believe I experienced a peek into the afterlife. I'm so grateful for it. Oh, and remember how I saw my great aunt run out on the street? That fits too. We found out a few days later that she had a serious heart attack that same morning. She ended up in the ICU, but survived. I'd love to know your thoughts about this experience. I listen to many podcasts while I work overnights in a bakery and love to hear firsthand accounts of paranormal experiences the most. Thanks for reading. Keep up the great show. I genuinely enjoy it.
Stories online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcast right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/RealGhostStories.